Well, I know you've had a good year, a better year budget-wise, with the lawmakers coming through with some additional funding. Given the oil spill in the Gulf and the floundering economy because of tourism kind of taking a hit for dollars, are you a little nervous about 2012?
Your caution is appropriate. First of all, let's recap. We have made budget cuts of over $150 million to our base budget. Those are all behind us. We have allocated money to hire 100 new faculty, which has pretty much occurred. We have been able to provide raises for faculty and staff for the first time in a couple of years. We increased the compensation for the graduate students as well. So just taking a snapshot of where we are today, it looks pretty good. There's so many unknowns out there. What's going to be the impact on the federal budget? And the national economy looks to me like it's starting to sputter. I think if you look closely at what's happening in Florida, the oil spill has had much less of an impact than we thought. We haven't seen the July and August revenue numbers yet for the state, but most people are saying it's going to be minimal. In fact, the state economists are now projecting increased revenues for the state of Florida in this fiscal year and in the next fiscal year, something that hadn't happened in that we haven't seen that in for a while. So with those caveats, I feel like we're doing pretty good.
Well, certainly researchers are going to have plenty of projects to work on anyway. In marine sciences, as the years go by, won't they?
Yeah. We haven't announced the research numbers from last year, but they're spectacular. And when we announce them next week, the grant-getting ability of our faculty is going to be fully recognized. We've had an awesome year in terms of faculty grants being generated, and we'll be announcing those numbers next week.
I was wondering if you're pleased with the recent findings of the UPD internal investigation and the Kofi Adu Brimpong shooting, in which one officer was released and four reinstated. Do you think we're at the end of it now?
I don't think anyone can be pleased about this entire situation. It's a tragedy on many levels. Certainly the student has suffered some disfigurement and some disability as a result of it. He's had his academic career interrupted. The good news is I think he's on the mend, and we're working on a plan for him to continue his studies and get his PhD. So that's a positive sign. It's a real tragedy that an officer of such distinction would have to have termination implemented. But after we did our own internal review, it's kind of fascinating to me. The state law enforcement people found nothing wrong. The city attorney, state's attorney, found nothing wrong. And yet when we opened the door ourselves and looked really hard at ourselves, we found the mistakes that were made ourselves. So the transparency that came out of this process has to be a positive thing for the community to realize that the University of Florida is going to do what it needs to do to get to the bottom of a situation. Now, are we through? We're not quite through. We have a external advisory company that's looking at our whole spectrum of mental health services for faculty, staff, and students. And we expect that report in the within the month. And I'm anticipating that there are going to be things we will need to change and improve in order to make our mental health care diagnosis and services better for the future. At the end of all this, the university will be better, but it is not an event that we, any of us, wanted to happen, and we don't find much joy in what actually transpired.
20 years ago this year was a significant month in the history in Gainesville with the Danny Rowling murders of five students, one being from Santa Fe Community College. How do you think this community's changed, and how do you think the message is out to students to look out for their security overall, given it is the 20th anniversary? And is there anything planned to remember those students?
You know, I'm not aware of that. I'm aware of the anniversary coming up. As you know, I've only been here 7 years. I do believe that this community is safe and welcoming to students. I tell parents that when I talk to them. And I think the students feel that way as well. But it is a big, complex place, and there are things that can happen that are not altogether positive. So it's something that you can never say, well, we're there now. You're never there. You have to keep up the vigilance. But we continue to work on safety of our students, making the environment wholesome and healthy, getting issues like drinking under control so that the overall campus environment is positive. And I would have no hesitation recommending this as a place to send my son or my daughter. But I still think in today's world, people have to be much more vigilant and take care of themselves, not do stupid, not put themselves in positions where stupid things can happen.
Our football coach, Urban Meyer, can you tell us how you think he's doing? Do you feel like he's 100% and we're going into the next football season with his health in great shape?
Well, if you were at the Civic Luncheon today, you saw he was in rare form. He's fully engaged in this community. I thought one of the things that came out, and he said it himself, that he and his wife have decided that their future meaning after he finishes his football coaching, is going to be here in Gainesville. You know, their coaches are vagabonds. They move around and they have jobs. And for the last 25 years, he's lived in, I don't know, 6 or 8 different places. But he has said that he and Shelley want to make Gainesville their permanent home for the long term. I think it's a great statement about Gainesville and how he feels about it. But everything I've seen about him says that he is engaged and rested, but also he's taking better care of himself and making sure that he devotes time to the important things in his life, that being his family and his personal health.
I think I know your answer. You probably are not going to want to answer this, but can you weigh in on how the political scene is? And yeah. Would you be willing to give us your thoughts on any candidates that you hope to see make it to the governor's office or the U.S. Senate?
Well, that's a question no wise man or other than wise person would answer. I will tell you that I think this is the most convoluted political environment at the state level I have ever seen, and I've lived in 4 or 5 different states. I have no idea what's going to happen. You know, I think having such a late primary is complicating because we can't really get our sights set. It's probably good in the sense that the main campaign won't last that long. But August 24th is going to be a fascinating day for Florida as things turn around. I'm actually encouraged that our own Rod Smith has entered public life again. He's a incredible intellect, the kind of person that doesn't usually stay in public life. And I watched him as a senator, and he understands government, and he understands how to make it work for the people. And having him in the fray for the governor's position is going to be good for the state of Florida. And if he were to win, it would be good for this University of Florida and the city of Gainesville.
Tell me about Dove World.
This is this religious group in Gainesville that has unfortunately put our community on the map. Actually, worldwide, we're getting bylines about Gainesville, Florida, that relate to the act that this organization is planning on September 11th. I think it doesn't reflect well on our community. I don't think it is representative of our community. And I'm speaking now as a Gainesvillian, not as an officer of the university, that we should reject it, and we should stand up for tolerance and acceptance, the values that we as a community hold very dear, and not let Dove World be the way we are labeled as a community.
Anything else that you would like to add today?
No, I'm fine. Glad the year's starting off. hope we're going to have a really successful year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of green things, as I was walking in, walking to Tigard, first thing I saw were two buses that had fueled by biodiesel, you know, greening a Gator Nation. And I thought, I wonder how many buses we have that are biodiesel. That's pretty exciting.
Well, you know, the bus system is run by RTS, so it's really the community's bus system. But the students put the money up to buy the biodiesel buses. And I don't know how many it is. It seems like it's a significant number. But it's only because the students pushed it that the RTS bus system moved in that direction. It's a big, you know, we're a very green community, and I think the students get a lot of the credit for the energy they bring to that whole conversation.
Well, I know sustainability was an important issue to you, and it's been a couple years now, and I still see the flex cars sitting out there. So, you know, I don't know if there's anything new on the horizon you can share about where we're going with it.
Well, it's a work in progress. It's a journey, not a destination. You know, you can never be satisfied with where you are, but we make progress every year. I try to give a sustainability annual report on Earth Day once a year. We're building a new parking deck, which is not a happy thing as we try to get out of the fossil fuel business, but it's down there near the health science. The only place on campus that has seen an increase in car permits is the Health Science Center. They're down on the rest of the campus, which I think is a positive sign, actually. But the new parking deck is going to have docking stations so that people who have electric bicycles or electric cars in the near future will be able to come in to work, park in the docking station, and get their car recharged before they go back home.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Wasn't all that long ago. Well, it was 96, actually, so 14 years ago. I remember sitting at a public hearing about, what are we going to do about the cars on this campus? And we've come such a long way since that time. But today you spoke to many city and county leaders, and one of the first topics I noticed that you brought up was the tobacco-free campus. Is it working?
I think so. I mean, it was just a reminder to everyone that we've made this move. It's a big step to try to push it to that level, I've had almost no complaints, and we've had no real issues about it. So we're feeling that it's a positive statement about the environment of the University of Florida, and I think it's working fine. As you know, very few of our students smoke or say that they smoke. So it's not near the problem it was a generation ago.
Well, it is the beginning of the fall semester, and I was looking forward to hearing your statistics, but I didn't hear them at the speech today. So here's your opportunity. What can we say about the freshman class this year?
It's a broken record. I say it every year. This is the best class to ever enter the University of Florida. I think the median GPA is 4.3. As you know, we're using a triple SAT score now, so it's no longer the 1600 max, it's the 2400 max, but the median SAT score is 1993, which is, you'll have to take my word for it, is a high number. So these kids continue to self-select. They have the credentials to go just about anywhere, and we feel blessed that they keep coming here.
At the same time, for those students who can't get in at their freshman year, there are programs that you're working in coordination with Santa Fe College more and more, it seems.
Yeah. This is a new thrust of ours, and we're going to be announcing some goals. Like, I think our enrollment last year in online education was about 3,500 students. We hope by 2014 to have 7,000 students enrolled in some form of distance learning. This is a way that we can increase access without further complicating our campus. Our campus is pretty much super saturated, but there are still lots of students who want access to our faculty and our academic programs, and distance learning is not the way it used to be, which was a a tape lecture stored in the library. It's interactive. You have faculty engaged. You have faculty online. And the students, also, they like it. It's no longer considered a second-class venue. So with the encouragement of the administration at Santa Fe, we're going to make some of our degree programs available to people over there that otherwise wouldn't be available because we don't have room for them over here.
These are a lot of positive things that I'm bringing up, but it seems as if this has been a banner year for groundbreaking on a lot of new facilities.
You know, I have to tell you that the number of groundbreakings is on the decline, but we made a decision a couple of years ago that to keep going, our strategic plan, and two good examples of that are the new Graduate School of Business building, Huff Hall, which we're going to dedicate next month, and then the new Asian wing of the Harn Museum, which is a very important part of our cultural programming here at Gainesville. Those buildings were donor-generated, even though we have a state match that hasn't been provided, but we decided to go ahead with them. Another building that's not on campus but is very important to us is the East Side Building out on Waldo Road. That's a $15 million office building that people are moving into right now. All UF auxiliary services taking that building on, and we feel pretty good about that. The hospital, of course, you know, opened last year, that big new cancer hospital, and basically we're seeing continued development, but if the economy doesn't turn around, you're going to start to see a constriction because we don't have a number of that many new starts programmed.
Well, you had the also the new building on Second Avenue that the bio, well, yeah. The innovative hub or innovation hub.
The innovation hub is a project that's funded half by federal grant and half by our own Office of Research. And it's a place where our faculty's inventions can be developed to the point where we can make companies out of them, hopefully generating jobs for the city of Gainesville. And it's on what is going to be known as Innovation Square, the old 12-acre campus of Alachua General Hospital. And we see that becoming like a connector between the UF campus and downtown. We're calling it Midtown. And I think it's going to bring, hopefully, new jobs, new shops, maybe some apartments. We don't know yet how it'll all play out. But again, we're doing our part to continue the development of this community.